Hey there friends, it's Nick and this is episode 411 of the Story Hacker podcast. Now I'm not running at the moment. If you've listened to the last few episodes, you might have heard that I've hurt my foot. It's still pretty painful and annoying. It's over a week since I did it, but at the moment I can't run. In fact, you know, even walking's a little bit of a that's not a struggle really, but it's fine when I'm walking on the flat, but any kind of angle or crouching or anything like that is, yeah, quite painful. Anyway, that's just by the by. It's me complaining. But I'm wondering whether I've had a thought about pain accelerators, and let me give you an example of this that comes from running. If I'm running for, I don't know, if my last goal was 28 minutes, so 5 minutes is okay, 10 minutes is okay, 15 minutes is getting tougher, 20 minutes is quite hard. And there's a point about 20 minutes where all my brain is telling me to do really is to give up. And it's giving me all the excuses, all the ways out that I can give up. But then one of the things that happens as you get closer and closer to your goal is that there is a point where it switches. You know, at 20 minutes, the urge to give up is very strong. But at 25 minutes, when you've got 3 minutes to go, something else is kicking in there. It's still hard. The running is still hard. But you have a kind of a pain accelerator, because at that stage, it would be more painful perhaps not to reach your goal than it would be to carry on and do the extra 3 minutes. Does that make sense? And I'm just wondering whether, and I'm thinking out loud as I so often do on this podcast, but I'm wondering whether the point at which your kind of pain accelerator in any particular task is set has an effect on how successful, in quotes, how successful you're going to be in your life. You know, I was thinking about this yesterday when we were doing all this clearing away of all these big holly bushes in the garden. And, you know, my foot was hurting then. And I really wanted to stop. But there's a point, again, there was a point where we'd maybe done three quarters of the job, right? And there was a point where the pain of not finishing, as we were nearly there, the pain of losing the celebration. Maybe that's what's happening. You know, at 25 minutes, if you've only got 3 more minutes to run, you're kind of, you've emotionally, you've got the win, right? We've got the thing. And then the loss would be that much more crushing, because you've kind of baked it into your thinking already. And maybe that's what happened with the holly bushes as well. And I'm just wondering whether, and I don't know the answer to this, it is just me talking out loud, whether there's a way that we can make the end that much more salient, so that in my case, when I get back to running, you know, I might move that point from 25 minutes to 20 minutes, because that would certainly help me in that last third of the run. I don't know. It's not a brilliantly worked out theory, to be honest, friends. But it's just what I'm thinking about today. So I thought I'd share it with you. And thanks for listening. And remember, your story means business. Bye now.